This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am appreciating how God has His hand in the slightest of things. So anyone who knows me knows that I have one quirky fear, and that is getting a shot. Each year, I will do my annual checkup, and I prepare myself in the car ride over to the doctor's office for that one shot that I'm anticipating, which is to give my blood so that the necessary tests can be run. Well, on this particular visit, the doctor notices that it's been 12 years since I've had my last tetanus shot, and they don't like you to go beyond 10 years. And of course, the tetanus shot is there to prevent against infection in the event that you are exposed to a high germ area, etc. Well, when she tells me that I've got to get this shot, I want to nearly fall off the table because if I can recall, it's a painful shot and it lasts even after you get it. Nonetheless, I give in, I get the shot, but all the way home, I couldn't figure why in the world would I have to take this shot. And then fast forward 2 weeks from that appointment, and for a very short period of time, I was in a highly germ-infected area, if you will. I mean, I quickly got out of there. There was standing water, etc. But the first thing that crossed my mind was I was so grateful that I had taken that tetanus shot. And so I was just grateful that God's hand was just in the slightest things in my life. And the words that I use to remind me are, "For his eyes are upon the ways of a man, and he sees all his steps." Job 34:21. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let's be glad that God's hand is in the slightest of things.